Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Birthing from Within, An Extraordinary Guide to Childbirth Preparation by Pam England, is a childbirth preparation guide that combines practical labor education with a holistic view of pregnancy, birth, and early parenting. First published in the late 1990s, it reflects England's background as a nurse midwife and her effort to move childbirth education beyond a strictly clinical model. The book treats birth as a meaningful transition rather than only a medical procedure, and it encourages expectant parents to prepare emotionally, psychologically, and physically for the experience. Its method is distinctive because it uses reflective and creative exercises alongside standard preparation topics such as labor coping, support roles, and newborn care. Rather than presenting one correct way to give birth, the book emphasizes self-knowledge, flexibility, and informed participation. As a result, it has become especially influential among readers seeking a natural, individualized, and non-dogmatic approach to childbirth preparation. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, childbirth as rite of passage rather than medical procedure. One of the book's defining ideas is that birth should be understood as a profound transition in identity, not merely as a clinical event to be managed. Pam England frames childbirth as a rite of passage that involves the mother becoming a parent, which shifts the focus away from intervention alone and toward meaning preparation and personal change. This matters because conventional childbirth books often center on hospital logistics, pain control, and fetal outcomes, while Birthing from Within asks readers to consider what birth does to the body, emotions, relationships, and sense of self. That broader framing helps explain why the book includes reflection on fear, expectation, and transformation. It does not deny the importance of medical care, but it refuses to reduce childbirth to medical protocol. The result is a more expansive model in which physical delivery is only one part of a larger human experience. This perspective is the foundation for the rest of the book's advice and gives the text its unusual tone and purpose. Secondly, creative exercises as tools for emotional preparation. The book stands out for using creative and reflective exercises as part of childbirth education. Journal writing, meditation, painting, and other forms of birth art are not presented as decorative extras. They are used to help expectant parents identify assumptions, surface anxieties, and process the emotional reality of labor. This approach assumes that fear and uncertainty are often intensified when they remain unexamined, and that childbirth preparation should therefore include inner work, not only information. The practical value of these exercises is that they make abstract concerns more visible and easier to discuss with a partner, doula, or educator. They also encourage readers to notice that their expectations may be shaped by culture, prior experience, or stories from others rather than by their own needs. In this sense, the creative exercises are diagnostic and clarifying tools. They help transform preparation from passive reading into active engagement, making the book especially useful for readers who learn through reflection rather than through a checklist approach. Thirdly, natural pain coping with flexibility rather than rigid birth scripting. A major practical component of the book is its discussion of coping with labor pain without relying on drugs as the default response. The focus is not on promising pain-free birth, but on helping readers build confidence in bodily coping strategies and mental focus. At the same time, the book is notable for avoiding a hardline position. It does not simply reject medical intervention or promote an idealized natural birth narrative. Instead, it encourages parents to prepare thoroughly while remaining adaptable if labor unfolds differently than expected. This balance is important because rigid birth plans can become a source of disappointment when circumstances change. The book's approach suggests that preparation should strengthen the ability to respond, not just the ability to control outcomes. That makes its guidance useful for readers who want a natural birth philosophy, without the pressure of perfectionism. Its emphasis on flexibility also reflects a realistic understanding of labor, where unpredictability is normal and emotional resilience often matters as much as technique. Fourthly, reframing the roles of partner, doula, and medical staff, Birthing from Within gives clear attention to the social environment of birth, especially the roles of the father or partner, the doctor or midwife, and other helpers. Rather than treating labor as something the mother should endure alone, the book presents birth as a shared event in which supportive relationships materially affect the experience. The partner is encouraged to take an active role, not as a performer of scripted tasks, but as a steady companion who understands the mother's needs and the emotional texture of labor. The book also takes a relatively non-confrontational stance toward the medical establishment. It recognizes that many births occur in hospitals, and that parents may need to work within institutional settings without surrendering all agency. This makes the book especially practical for readers who want informed advocacy without adversarial attitudes. By clarifying roles and encouraging respectful cooperation, the book helps couples think through how support actually works in real labor conditions, where emotional reassurance, communication, and informed choices often matter as much as technical expertise. Lastly, preparing for postpartum adjustment, not only Labor Day. Another important dimension of the book is that it extends childbirth preparation beyond the labor and delivery room. It treats pregnancy, birth, and postpartum as a continuous process of learning and adjustment, which is a more realistic model than books that end the story at delivery. This broader view includes early newborn care, breastfeeding support, and the practical realities that follow birth, such as sleep disruption and the emotional shift into parenting. That matters because many first-time parents underestimate how strongly postpartum conditions shape their overall experience of childbirth. By including these topics, the book helps readers anticipate that the transition does not stop once the baby is born. It also reinforces the book's central theme of adaptation parents are not only preparing for a single event, but for an unfolding period of change. This makes the book useful for those who want a more complete preparation guide, especially readers who value continuity between labor preparation and early parenting rather than seeing them as separate subjects. In conclusion, Birthing from Within is best suited to pregnant readers, birth partners, doulas, childbirth educators, and practitioners who want a broader, less mechanical understanding of birth. Its practical benefit is that it gives readers concrete ways to prepare for labor coping, communication, and postpartum adjustment, while its deeper value lies in helping them think more clearly about fear, expectation, and the meaning of birth. Compared with many childbirth books, it stands out for combining technique with reflection. It does not simply offer a birth plan template or a medical overview. It asks readers to examine their assumptions and prepare for uncertainty. That makes it especially relevant for people who want a natural or low-intervention approach, without adopting an oppositional tone toward medicine. The book is also distinctive, because it treats emotional and spiritual readiness as legitimate parts of childbirth education, something many more clinical guides minimize. For readers who want a thoughtful, holistic guide that still addresses real labor and postpartum concerns, it remains one of the most recognizable books in its category. If you would like to support Pam England, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.